I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We're all about the Archers. I'm Philippa.
And I'm Katie.
And we are here to talk to you all about what's happened in the Archers so far this week. We will be covering Sunday the 31st of March, Monday the 1st of April, and Tuesday the 2nd of April. You have been warned there will be spoilers. So Katie, what did you think of the week so far? What did you think about tonight's episode, Tuesday's episode?
Wowza. Yeah, I was proved wrong because I was convinced he was going to lose his job. So I was wrong, as usual. But I don't know. I'm really glad, but also I do feel like it's a bit of an anticlimax. Is that really bad?
It's not at all. I mean, I've used so many exclamation marks in my notes tonight because I just... What did you think of Mrs. Cromwell, the police standards lady?
Awful. She was horrible. I hate it when people do that. Whenever you watch crime dramas and they don't let you talk, you can tell that they're just feeding words into the person's mouth. And you could tell Harry was trying to say stuff and she just was just, so you felt like this and this did this and this did that. And oh, it really annoys me. I hope, well, in many ways, I hope that I never have to go to court. But yes, if I ever go to court and someone does that, I think I might punch someone in the face. I'm like, just let me talk.
A little tip here.
Yeah,
if you're not going to go find yourself in court, don't punch someone in the face. That's probably not.
I'll note that down.
But she was like a prosecutor. I don't know if a police standards person is supposed to be that brutal, but I'd have thought they'd be, yes, aware of the standards that have to be maintained, but they're not there to prosecute them. It's not like off with their head, which is what she sounded like.
Yeah. No, not a fan. What was your thoughts?
Well, my first thought was I thought the hearing would be more informal. I didn't know it was a all of this proper HQ business, like objections sustained. It was like an episode of Suits. I didn't think that was going to happen. And I wrote down, how is this possible when only certain members of the police force, but certain members of the police force do such awful things, sharing photos that they shouldn't, and yet they don't lose their job. So I felt so angry because we know that Harrison is such a lovely person. And even when Harry was there and Alice was there, Harrison was like, oh, it's okay. Oh, he's lovely. What did you think?
Yeah, just wanted to give him a hug. When just him and Fallon, I really like them together. I do think they're proper, genuine. You can imagine that they're definitely a couple. And yeah, you just wanted to hug them both and be like, come on. And also dig Alice in the ribs and just say, shut up. Yeah. Stop.
She couldn't even get them coffees quickly.
It was a nightmare.
They were stood there waiting for, oh, I'm sorry it took so long. No, Alice, hurry up. This is entirely your fault, you silly woman. Yes, I did feel quite cross. The moment when they said, we have found you guilty of the misconduct. No. And then the 2-year warning. My one concern is that Harrison is so nice and so good and so well-meaning, and he's done this before, and I get why he's done it, But will he do it? Is he supposed to be a police officer? Because while you have to care for people, it's the sort of data protection, all of that, that's so crucial. So I just don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I've got it down as one of my predictions, actually, that he does lose his job because they said final warning. And I can't remember if it was the start of this week or the end of last week, but they brought up about Kirsty and Philip again when he told him too much. And I don't know, is that going to rear its head again, or is he going to do it again? Is something going to happen with Markie? And then he says more that he shouldn't do with that side of things. Is it going to be one of those two? But I still think he's going to lose his job at some point, just not yet. This is a false sense of security.
Yes, because the end of last week, I was thinking that Robert and Linda might be setting up Snell and Snell private investigators as they were going around the village. So now I'm thinking it's Snell, Snell and Burns private investigators that Harrison can go and work for them. I was coming up with a logo and all sorts.
Yeah. Well, it would be quite good because it would be BS investigators, wouldn't it?
That hadn't even occurred to me, but yes, absolutely. Okay, so other faves. That's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant, Katie. You're on form. Well done. Faves and flops. I mean, what is, was today a fave or a flop or what?
Different. Don't know. I don't know what I was expecting from tonight's episode. I was quite excited about it. I thought, oh, brilliant. It's going to be the court hearing. We get to do an episode afterwards. But afterwards, I'm a bit, okay, it happened. He's fine. We're carrying on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't. Tonight was just
disappointed that they didn't provide even more drama just purely for us to talk about tonight. I mean, we expect the archers to make better sacrifices. Yeah. Although I'm glad he didn't lose his job.
Definitely.
Bless him. The mortgage rate's about to go up. It's worrying time.
Yeah, I have got that as a fave, Harrison keeping job. So I also have Miranda being a more regular visitor in Ambridge because I'm loving Miranda. I think she's wonderful. I really love her. Yeah, even though she's butting heads with Lillian.
Yeah.
But I'm liking Miranda and I think she's going to stir up quite a lot. I think it's going to be really fun. I just hope she doesn't play Brian. I hope it is something that they're just having some good fun and maybe something more, who knows? But yeah, I don't want her to turn into a baddie and upset Brian because then they'll have Q to answer to.
Yes, Q will not be happy about that at all. Yes. I just felt this week, each day, I've had a sort of something happen that I love it and I loathe it as well. There's been a fave and a flop. So like Sunday, the time with Eddie and George coming up with this idea of using chewing gum to secure the Easter egg, I didn't like it because Eddie is just encouraging George. And yet it was quite funny the way they were trying to do it. I don't like George, but so it was that love and loathe, fave and flop. Mondays, it was Brian and Miranda. I don't want to hear them waking up in bed. Thank you very much. That is no. And yet I love some of the aspects of the implications of their romance and its implications on Justin particularly. And today, yeah, I sort of love the drama, but I hated how it was for Harrison because we just know that he's a good'un. So it's really different. Well, you've talked about some faves. Any other faves this week?
One other fave, and I'm still trying to work out if it was the scriptwriters having an April Fool, was the fact that Justin and Lillian were going to go camping. Sorry? What? Surely not. Unless there's this yurt that's got carpet and a four-poster bed.
And a butler.
Going camping. I found that really odd. I can't even see him in a camper van, let alone going camping. Not happening. So, yeah, that was my only other fave, though. Did you have any more?
Yeah, I mean, I loved that he went round and sort of had to come up with this reason about going camping because he wanted the tent. I mean, it's such nonsense, but I love that. I love the fact that Justin's been riled by this. But interesting that Miranda referred to her as Miranda Elliott. No, Jolene referred to her as Miranda Elliott on the tannoy when she won the bottle of bubbles. So did Miranda keep Justin's surname or did Justin take Miranda's surname when they got married because he was trying to turn over a new leaf and escape his financial problems in the past? I just hadn't occurred to me before.
Yeah, No, I don't know. I can't see him taking her name. I feel like it would be very much a Justin thing for her.
So she hasn't got rid of his name?
It could have been.
Or maybe she has, but just Jolene refers to her still with that name. I don't know. There was a raffle. I love a raffle. I love a raffle when you can see all the awful things that people have donated, like a used face cloth or bubble bath where half is missing. It's just the essence of a good raffle, I think. Food.
Yeah.
Should just mention the food. I think I've missed some out, but chocolate egg, chewing gum, if you can classify that as food, eggs and scrambled eggs. Was there anything that I've missed? All the eggs.
Very specific that it had to be a hen's egg on the spoon. I don't know why they were so pedantic that it had to be that. Because that when they were doing the Easter egg and spoon egg relay race, I had to write that down because I thought there's no way I'm going to remember this. And I love the fact they kept saying it. I don't know if the script was maybe running a bit short. So just add some extra words in. I don't know.
Maybe they had to say hen's egg.
But yeah, they were very specific.
Yeah, maybe that was so... George didn't use a quail's egg or the smallest egg in the world. Yeah, Cadbury's egg. That would have been my automatic go-to. Yes. Okay, flops. Give me some flops.
I really hated the George and Eddie thing. Mm. And Eddie just letting George get away with
stuff.
And, it really gets my back up. And the way he said, you tried your best. No, he didn't. He cheated. Mm. He put chewing gum under the egg. He cheated. I love it. I love rules. I love sticking to rules. I'm a proper nerd. You cheated. But you cheated.
I love the fact that they got found out. Thank goodness.
Yeah, definitely. That was a real big flop. I didn't like it. You just wonder how much more Eddie's going to let George get away with. It was just, it's scary how much he'll just be like, oh, it's just George. It's just George. He's just a lad. No.
Exactly. And it was when George was saying to Eddie, I'm going to stick it to Jolene, I'm going to stick it to Hannah, and I'm going to stick it to Uncle Chris. Surely at that point, Eddie would say, just stop. But no, that's going to carry
down.
On. Any other flops this week?
I had Jolene saying, I just want some peace, Lillian, because that ain't happening. The fact she said that, it's going to kick off. I thought it was going to kick off at the Easter egg thing, to be honest. I can't be bothered to say it all again. I thought it was going to kick off, but it didn't. So when is it going to kick off?
When is it indeed? Yes. I also, a flop for mine was Emma putting all her energy into the new business. There isn't the business yet. You haven't set it up. You haven't got a saw. You haven't been on the course. You need the money. What are you talking about? I thought that when Tracy started working at the ball, when she stopped working at the chicken factory, she was told that, yes, she could start work, but there weren't loads of shifts for her. So she was just making do. She didn't have lots of money. So surely Tracy could take on some more shifts. I didn't think it was this awful situation, but never mind. A quick question for you. Because we didn't have an April Fool, although, as you said, possibly the camping alluded to it. But if there was an April Fool in Ambridge, who would do it, do you think? Who would play an April Fool?
Oof, that's a good question. Maybe Jazza. I feel like Jazza would do a good April Fool. I feel like he must have in the past. They can't have missed that out, surely. But yeah, I think he'd be a pretty good April Fool. Who do you think?
Well, I wondered if George would do some awful live on Instagram with Hannah April Fool. But then I thought if Kenton had flipped all the electrics again or had dogs barking outside, went April Fool to Jolene and she's just lost it. You could just imagine. But no, I prefer yours, actually. That's better. OK, so who is your star of the week? Tell us.
I struggled a bit this week, so I've just put Harrison because he got to keep his job and he's a star. But yeah, I struggled a bit. Did you get one?
Yeah, I put Miranda because I just love how she's creating this issue and Justin getting thoroughly wound up. I'm sure Miranda was spraying her perfume around Brian so much so that the whole village would smell it. Yes, exactly. Setting off the smoke alarms and everything. But then I put Harrison because he's so lovely. Bless him. But yeah, agreed. Predictions. Any predictions that we haven't mentioned?
Well, I wondered whether Robert and Emma are going to take this whole crime fighting thing to the extreme, because obviously Jolene opened up to them and she told them everything that had happened and told them they've all got to keep quiet. So Robert's new hobby is going to be the detective. And then once they find the criminal through using all the, well, they're not allowed to say ring doorbells, but we know what they're talking about, those doorbells. And then Emma can chop them up with the chainsaw that she's bought for the tree business.
There we go. Fantastic. Love it.
Yeah, that's about it.
Very good. Well, my prediction too, I think Alice might go back with Harry. She didn't today, but I'm just worried that she might. But also, I mean, surely Emma's going to tell Susan about the problems that Jolene is facing, and then the whole world will know. So I'm just a bit concerned about whether that will stay secret until Harrison can jump back and save the world with his Superman outfit on. But that's it. We have covered everything. We need to go on our way. Next week, it'll be Quentin on Tuesday with me. And you can, of course, watch this on YouTube as well a little bit later tomorrow. Until next Tuesday, it's a goodbye from me.
And a ta-ra from me.
Goodbye, everyone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.